We got Mercury's in Gatorade, aka retrograde. You know, so there's a lot going on. What's up, Booby Squad? Welcome back to another episode of Staying Inspired with, as always, your host and hype woman, Amanda Yoa. Yo, are we okay? Honestly, are we okay? I'm about to dive into this because there's a lot going on right now. I'm not trying to get all woo on you, but I'm going to get a woo on you for a little bit. But before we dive in, I got a stacked episode today. We're going to be talking about a hot off the gram. Brooke Shields is in her fuck it era, and I am here for it. So we're going to dive into that. We're also going to do a Let's Be Real segment from what all of you picked. Yes, I posted a post on Instagram. If you are not following me, this is where you can get involved, where your voice can be heard. Okay, so I posted a post last week that asked you, what do you want to hear next? And which one was chosen? You'll have to stick around and find out. It's going to be super juicy, but let me just start off today by just asking, are we okay? Honestly, I know for me, I'm not okay right now. I'm going through it. I'm going to be quite honest. Your girl is going through it. Okay. This weekend, I felt stuck. I felt stagnant. I felt like, do I have seasonal depression? I think I do. I think I may. I think I might. I don't know. There's a lot going on out in the ethers. Now, I know if you're not into the woo, maybe just, you know, skip ahead. But I think this is really important, even if you're not, right? Because I feel like a lot of times when women are not open to connecting with that side of themselves, and they do, they're like, okay, let me, you know, just give this a chance. They find out it really does resonate with what's going on in their lives. And it helps you feel relatable and that you're not alone in the feelings that you may be feeling. Like, there's a lot going on right now. We got two eclipses coming up. We have a full moon that I think just happened last night or tonight. We got Mercury's in Gatorade, aka retrograde. You know, so there's a lot going on. Okay. And I know for me, it had me feeling all the feels. It had me feeling just very, like, I had weights around my ankles and almost like I had to ask myself, like, Amanda, like, do we have seasonal depression? Because the weather where I'm at right now is very just, she's girlfriend's unhinged. Like, I'm talking, like, one day it's 70 and sunny and you're like, yes, give me the shorts and t-shirt weather. And the next it's like, bundle up because I'm going to be like 40 degrees today. And you're just going to have to deal with it. And oh, here's like buckets of rain. So, you know, that's got me feeling a type of way. So I just wanted to check in with everybody. Are we okay? And know that it's okay to not be okay. You know, those feelings of feeling overwhelmed or feeling like, I feel like we're in this like in between moment. Like, we're letting go of our past selves and we're grabbing on to our future selves, but we haven't quite yet grabbed on. Like, the cogs aren't cogging, you know what I'm trying to say? So we're kind of in this like in between moment of just trying to deal with the transition that's taking place, much like a butterfly who's emerging, or, you know, a caterpillar that's emerging from her cocoon and spreading her beautiful wings. And she's going to fly away and do amazing things. We're in that, you know, we're in that fight right now of like pushing ourselves out of our cocoon. So that being said, just be gentle with yourself. You know, I had to remind myself, Amanda, it's okay to take a day where you just do absolutely nothing. And that's exactly what I did this weekend. I sat on my ass and I watched some new shows that were out on Apple TV. If anybody's interested, Palm Royale is a must watch. It's amazing. So that's what I did all weekend. I was just gentle with myself because I can really feel the energy pulling me every which way. And from what I gathered from the intuitive ladies that I follow on Instagram, we kind of just have to surrender to this and just allow it to happen. It's a time to be intentional but also not actively intentional, if that makes any sense. So like, we're not manifesting, we're not setting intentions. We're kind of just going into the intentions and the manifestations that we've already set. So, you know, we have these high hopes, we have these visions, we have these dreams that we've been setting out. I know a lot of us do it in the beginning of the year So if that's something that you did, just know that now is the time. This energy of who we are is being transformed. We are stepping in so that we can step out and be in this energy in all that we do. That being said, hold on tight and know that it's okay to not feel okay. Okay, because your girl was going through it this weekend. In other news, let's get into it. Softball season begins. Softball season is here. I am super excited. For anybody who is a softball mom, my thoughts and prayers are with you during this time. You know, it's going to be early mornings. It's going to be time where we are just really going to be stretched to our limits. And come June, we are going to be burnt out. That being said, I'm super grateful that I have my magic mind to get me through those early, when Anna has her weekend tournaments where she'll have like three games in one day and the first game starts at like 8 a.m. and the field's like a half an hour, 45 minutes away from where we live. You know, that's always fun. So I'm glad that I have my magic mind to give me that little boost that I need to get me through this softball season, which I do truly enjoy, but it can take a toll on you, you know? So if that is something that you're looking for, I know I've talked about this all the time. It gives you real deal energy, focus. You don't get that burnout that caffeine gives you, that, you know, where you're crashing at 2 p.m. and looking for your next caffeine fix. It gives you real deal energy. Check them out, magicmind.com. Use the code GOLFRIENDS to get yourself 20% off of your purchase. All right, magicmind.com. Check them out. I love it, but I am super grateful that I have it, because if I didn't, Lord knows how I would be functioning through this softball season. But I'm super excited. For anybody who is a softball mom, let me know, like, what kind of softball mom are you? You know, I laugh at the ones that I see where they do like the parodies on TikTok where it's like all different softball moms. You got the moms that sit by themselves. You got the moms that like aren't really paying attention. They're just in their own environment. You got the mom that's pacing back and forth. I honestly feel like I'm a good representation of all of those moms, like the moms that go crazy. I've had my moments. I will say I am a lot more laid back than my grandfather, who used to go to my softball games. He would get almost kicked out. And he would scream and scream at me, scream at the coaches, scream at the rep or the ump if he didn't like the call. You know, so it was like really stressful times with that man. But he loved the sport and I do too. But I just remember back to those moments, you know, and he would have this like little whistle that he would do. And I would know he was trying to get my attention and I would purposely ignore him. Because I was either like pissed off at myself or just trying to stay in the zone. I didn't want to hear his bullshit. But I do miss those times. But I try not to be like that so much with Anna, my daughter. But she loves softball so much. She actually aspires to be a sports analyst. When I tell you, girlfriend knows her sports, especially baseball, in and out. She knows baseball in and out. She knows their stats. She knows what teams they come from. She knows she knows where they came up from, where they're from, what they play, what they're good at. Do they bat left and right? I mean, she's got it down. She's 10 years old. It's amazing. I mean, so ESPN or whoever, check out my child. She'll be going to, she's in fifth grade right now. So give her some time. But you know, that's what I am like super stoked that she even wants to do something like that, you know, and I kind of like introduced her to, so I let her be, herself. And I know that that's what brings her joy. So I was like, hey, you know, you really love doing this. Like we'll be at a Phillies game and she's there. Like she don't play. Like we have to make time for ice cream. Ice cream is a must. But other than that, her ass is planted in that seat and she is watching that game. We're not walking around. We're not looking at sights. We're not taking pictures. Like she does not want to be bothered. She wants to be in that seat. And God forbid, winning or losing, if you want to leave early, don't think you're leaving early. She would honestly be like, leave me here and I'll take the bus home. If she could. She loves the game so much. So I see how much joy it brings her. So I brought it up to her. I was like, hey, you know, if you really love being involved in sports and, you know, statistics and keeping, you know, and having an opinion on players, you can do that at a professional level. I remember when I told her that, her eyes lit up like, what? I was like, yes, girl. Yes, you can be a sports analyst. You can be a baseball sports analyst. You can do the thing. So that's what she wants to do. And I'm super excited. But yes, softball season is here. And I think I'm a good mix of all the moms. I'm a good mix of the mom that kind of just, you know, sometimes I'm just like, just want to watch the game and focus, not really having conversations. Sometimes I turn around, I'm like, oh, the game's over. Oh, what were we talking about? Oh, yes, let's get margaritas and let's plan our next girls' day out. And then there are times where I have to take it upon myself, or, you know what, I didn't really like that call up. What were you talking about? I try to keep my Philly to a minimum, but there are times where I am tested. Okay. I feel like I'm doing a pretty good job. But you know, you want to keep in mind that they are like, she's still in 10U. Sometimes these parents get a little out of control. Not with our team specifically. We have a really good team of, our coaches are amazing with our girls. The parents are amazing. You know, it's never really us, but I've seen other teams where I'm like, holy shit, that's insane. So yeah, softball season is here. I'm super excited. I can't wait. And it does, it goes from like now till June. So softball moms, let's go. I'm here. I understand, you know, get the blankets ready, get the chairs ready. I told my husband, I was like, Mother's Day, we were in Costco the other day. I was like, I want that chair. It already has the strap connected to it. I hate when I have to fold my chair up and put it in the sleeve. You know, it never fits in the sleeve the way it did when you originally got it. I just need something that has a little pouch on the side for my snacks and a strap that's already connected. And I can just fold that bad boy up and throw her over my shoulder. You know, I got a blanket for JoJo. I have my 5-year-old that I have to, like, you know, make sure he gets in the car with me. I got my cooler. I got too much shit to carry. So I told him, I'm like, give me that chair. Mother's Day. That's what I need. All right. Enough about softball. Hey, guess what, goal friends? Yes, I'm interrupting this episode to tell you that I'm officially launching my merch line, Staying Inspired merch, where every piece isn't just apparel, it's a whole anthem, not just a vibe, but a whole movement, baby, a statement that roars louder than words, defining what it truly means to stand out as a woman in today's world. Staying Inspired is more than a brand. We're a revolution to empower, uplift, and redefine womanhood. Each piece stamped with confidence, ambition, and fearless vibes. By wearing Staying Inspired, you don't just flaunt a look, you amplify a message, a commitment to yourself, to shattering glass ceilings and creating a world where every woman thrives. We got something for every woman as well as the mamas. That's right. We got a Mommy and Me legacy line where fierceness of womanhood meets the tenderness of motherhood. Check us out at AmandaYoa.com. All right, I'll let you get back to the episode. Also, oh my God, you guys, I'm super excited. I know for all of us millennial women, we are probably ecstatic. We're ecstatic. Beetlejuice is coming out in September. Michael Keaton. Oh my God. First of all, can I just say, Michael Keaton was one of my little girl crushes. He was. I know it's probably weird. He's not, I mean, like, I think he's really good looking, but some people are probably like, really, of all people? I just always love, I mean, he's Batman. I mean, if that's not sex appeal, what is, right? So I love that he's coming back. All of the original actors and actresses are coming back for this, except for the dad, because I don't know if we knew this. I did not know this. I don't even remember his name off the top of my head, but we know the guy. He was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He was the principal. He was the dad in Beetlejuice. He's actually a sex offender now, which is really gross. So kind of glad he's not, you know, a part. And why would he be? So yeah, he's gotten in trouble with the law. So he's not joining. It looks like from the previews, they're kind of like killing him off in the beginning because it looks like they're attending a funeral. I'm surmising that it's his, but it looks amazing. And I love that Tim Burton is kind of giving it like an old, he's doing all the stop motion animations, like just giving it that old retro feel, which I love, 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 love. So I can't wait to see it. I think Michael Keaton looks amazing as Beetlejuice. He looks the same as he did back in 1988. But I grew up watching that movie on a loop. It was one of my favorites. So I cannot wait for that to come out. So I think it's September 4th. Mark your calendars. I think me and my girlfriends are doing a girls' day out. We're going to go and see that in the movie theater and just live our nostalgic childhood lives of watching Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Again, I can't wait. So excited. All right. In other news, what is Buc-ee's? Can someone explain to me? I've been seeing a lot of Buc-ee's. Is that like Target or like Walmart? I need someone to give me an explanation of what Buc-ee's is. I feel like I'm missing out tremendously. I see so many great things. I follow, you know, people who visit Buc-ee's on TikTok and I hear, you know, people talk about it, but we don't have a Buc-ee's in the Northeast, at least not that I know of. At least not here in the Philly, Jersey area. So let me know, like, what is Buc-ee's? Message me on Instagram. Let me know. And, you know, if anybody's listening that owns the Buc-ee's franchise by any chance, could you please open one near me? Because it sounds like it's something that I'm truly missing out on in life. I don't know. I wanted to bring that up because I'm like, I keep seeing this Buc-ee's, Buc-ee's, Buc-ee's. And I'm like, what is Buc-ee's? Is it like Target on steroids? Is it Walmart? Like amplified? I don't know. It looks amazing. All right, let's get in hot off the gram. Brooke Shields is in her fucking era and I am here for it. I read something that where Brooke said she was interviewed, I believe, for a magazine, and she said, now I'm at this place, which I don't think I've dreamt I'd ever get to. I'm changing the narrative that I've been playing over in my head. Not good enough, too famous, not this, not that, not this. I'm so proud. I'm proud of my girls, two vibrant women who are going to be fine, who are unique and smart and funny and different. I feel lucky, and I do feel proud because I know I had something to do with it. This is the first time I've really sort of given myself credit for how much I have done, and I want to do more. Brooke Shields is 58 years old and just coming to this realization. Can we step into our fucking era, please? Whoever is listening to this right now, I know I appeal to us millennial women. Let's not wait till we're 58 to realize that we can live a fuck it era, okay? I feel like I am truly living in my fuck it era right now. And I feel like it took me a long time to get to that. I can't imagine waiting until I'm in like my 50s to come to that realization that who cares what people think? Who cares what people think? I know I've talked about this in episodes prior, but it's such an important to see these women. I know Pamela Anderson, I feel like she's in her fucking era too, you know, stepping out with no makeup. Dressing how she wants to dress, not living up to other people's expectations of what they feel people want them to be, right? Let's not wait until we're in our 50s, our 60s to finally step into that. Let's do it now, right? Realize that we're putting all these expectations on our shoulders from people that can't live out their own expectations for themselves, okay? You're so worried about what Sally, Karen and the other, you know, gal that lives across the way thinks about you. They're in their own mirror every day looking at themselves, probably picking themselves apart, worried about what everyone's thinking about them. All right, so let's step up. Let's step off of this, you know, needing to live our life through the expectations of other people, needing to worry about what other people think of us. Step in and do the thing. Do what you want to do. Be who you want to be. Dress how you want to dress. Look how you want to look. Who gives a shit? Right? Let's not wait until we're 58 years old. I mean, kudos to Brooke. And it is a generational thing. It truly is a generational thing. But I think as millennials, we are stepping into this fuck it era a lot earlier than other women that have come before us. And I'm here for it. And if you're not on that train, girlfriend, get on. There's a seat for you. Let's go. Let's do it. You know, it's never too late to just live a life you want to live and be who you want to be. Talk how you want to talk. You don't have to follow the masses, you know, because those people are just following somebody else who's following somebody else who looks at themselves every day and is worried about what other people are thinking of them. It's crazy. It's crazy. But we get ourselves so caught up in this. So I was like, you know what? I'm bringing this to my community. Brooke Shields, shout out to you, girlfriend. What an inspiring move as a mother, especially for your two little girls. And yes, you know, knowing that we do lead by example. Our children are watching everything that we do. I say this all the time. So if you were a mom and listening to this, realize that your children are not just listening to what you say, you know, of who you want them to be. Oh, be confident, honey. Oh, don't care what people think about you. They're watching who you are. They need that permission to know that what you are saying is still okay to act out on, right? So you need to talk the talk and walk the walk, honey, or they're going to look at you. And they're not going to care who you are. They're not going to care if you're their mom, their grandmother, their aunt, whoever. They need to take your word as bond by watching what you do. So do the thing. Be the woman. Don't care. Lead by example. Live your life. Live in your fucking era. We're here for it. Let's go, girls. Hey, boobies. If you don't know, now you know. We got a Boobie Squad hotline. That's right, a place just for you to make your mark, to speak it with your chest and say how you feel. Ask us a question, tell us a story about what's been going down in your life, or give your opinion on a recent episode. Whatever it is, send it in, and who knows, maybe you will be a segment topic on the next episode. Click the link in this week's episode description or hop on over to my Instagram at amandayoa.official and click the link in my bio and throw it down. Can't wait to hear from you, boo. All right, now back to the episode. All right, we're switching gears once again. Let's be real. This is what all of you picked. Now, I know you're wondering. I posted a thing, so I gathered everybody's votes. And the topic that won for our Let's Be Real segment is what I learned from letting go, the unspoken gains of ending a friendship. And I have to say, I've had mixed emotions about this. I have mixed emotions of even putting that out, but I'm like, you know what? It's been in the back of my mind and I've really been wanting to talk about it. And I'm like, you know what, Amanda, we really just need to trust that what's going to come out of your mouth, it's going to be okay. Because I have mixed emotions. Like, these are my real stories from my friendships that I no longer have, you know, people that I love from a distance, people that I no longer have contact with. It's real. And it still, I have to be honest, it still affects me in some way. You know, I've had friendships that have started from the time I was 5 years old. I had a friend who was my friend all through grade school, high school, and now we no longer speak without explanation. And it's crazy. And I've tried on my end, you know, to talk about things, and it's just nothing. And I've had friendships, you know, later down the line in life that I've had to cut off and love those people from a distance, you know, and I feel like this is relevant. And I feel as if, you know, when we get into these breakups, it's a grief process, number one, right? So feeling grief over losing a friendship, whether you had to be the one to, you know, cut that friendship off, or if you were at the receiving end of that, there's still grief involved in that. So that's a real thing. Number one, I want to say that to you, you know, but just knowing that all friendships are not really meant to last forever. Now, there are some friendships, you know, you hear that saying, friendships are a reason, a season, and a lifetime. You do uniquely sometimes in life have those friends that make it to the end. And it's hard to say because, you know, I'm 38 years old. So I'm clearly not at the end, but, you know, I am lucky to have some friendships that have lasted from the time I was a little girl. One of my best friends, I've known her since I was 6 or 7 years old, and we're still very good friends. We go on trips together. You know, we're pretty much like family, But then I've also had friends that I was friends with since I was 5 years old that I no longer talk to and I have no contact with. You know, so here are some things that I wanted to share with you all to let you know that it's okay, to let you know that it's normal to not have friendships that last forever. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Sometimes we have these friendships for reasons, seasons, and everything is okay. You know, some of the things that I've learned in these friendships is sometimes you're the villain in other stories and perspectives, and you should be okay with that. Honestly, that was the hardest lesson that I've had to learn. Now, there are some gains that I will tack on with that, which I'll mention in a little bit, but I want to read some of the lessons that I've learned. But yeah, sometimes you're the villain in other stories and perspectives. People's perspectives are based upon their life experiences, you know, and those morals and values that they have in their mind. And everybody is different, you know, and sometimes you will be the bad guy in the situation, and that's okay. That's not something that you have to own in a sense, but sometimes you do, which I'll talk about in a little bit. Sometimes an explanation isn't given and you have to be okay with that. Sometimes there's no resolution. Sometimes there's no goodbye. What do? You drive yourself crazy? You have to learn to be okay. Sometimes you hold on to things for what they were, realizing you've outgrown that version of yourself and that friendship. Some friendships are not meant to be forever. They're meant to teach us something for ourselves, about ourselves, so that we can evolve, you know? And sometimes you put your worth into a friendship. And when that friendship fails, you feel you failed in some way, shape, or form. And sometimes at the end of the day, girlfriend, we fuck up. And that is okay, right? It is okay. So some of the gains that you get with this is self-awareness. You know, when you've fucked up, to say, okay, how can I change this way of being? Because it's really not a good look. You know, when I talked about earlier that being the bad guy in that situation, you know, when someone's pointing a finger at you, they got three fingers pointing back at themselves. But I also feel it's good to look at that one finger pointing at you, right? Because that one person's perspective of you is something for you to look at for yourself. It's feedback. It may not be your truth. It may not be the truth, but it's a way to have self-awareness about yourself, something that you may not even realize who you are and how you act, right? So taking accountability, being able to even say that you've messed up in a situation, whether you're able to express that to the person or not, you know, realizing at the end of the day, we're only human. You know, we're all on this path of learning and stepping into, you know, our next best version of ourselves. And in those moments, we have some rough times. We say some fucked up shit sometimes, you know, we're not perfect. So self-awareness and taking accountability are two big gains that I've learned in my friendships that I've had to let go. Knowing your worth in situations where you've had to pull the curtains and say, you know what? It's best to love from a distance. It really is, because this relationship, this friendship that I am in is draining. The reciprocation is not reciprocating. I'm not receiving the energy that I put out and it's exhausting me. So therefore I have to love from a distance, and that's okay. You know where boundaries need to be set in situations, knowing that boundaries are meant to keep people in, not push people out, which is why I feel having conversations with people is so important, you know, because you can't expect people to know what you need. You can't expect people to be a mind reader. So sitting down and having that dialogue with somebody is really important. And if you've already done that and you're at your wit's end and nothing's being respected, then yeah, you're going to have to draw a line. And that person is, unfortunately, you're going to have to love them from a distance. But for the most part, boundaries are something that you set in an effort to keep people in your life. I see all these things on Instagram and TikTok and Pinterest, you know, about boundaries. I'm setting a boundary because I know my worth and I don't need these people. you're gonna find out you're gonna be a very lonely person if you nitpick every single person. I mean, nobody is perfect, right? So like if you're drawing lines and cutting people out of your life because they mess up and do something that you don't agree with, ooh, you know, it's that's not a good look on your part. So having that conversation and being able to establish those things and having communication is really important. That's something that I learned too, because I was in that thing of like, I'm setting a boundary. You're setting a boundary. I'm setting a boundary. You know, it's like, all right, boundaries are being set and neither one of us is talking. And what's happening here? You know, we're distancing ourselves. We're drifting further apart. And I thought we were friends here. So what's happening? So it's, you know, knowing your worth and know where boundaries need to be set, keeping in mind that boundaries are meant to keep people in, and trusting and letting go, knowing that as much as it may hurt and as much as you'll have to go through that grief process of losing that person, because there are memories, there are things that you've taken with you, there are things that are ingrained in your mind, especially when it comes to those friendships that you've had since, you know, the time that you were a child. You know, trusting that letting go as friends for a reason and a season, the blossoming of new friendships, hold opportunity for love and growth for everyone involved. Knowing that those gains, which were the lessons that you had to learn and the takeaways from those lessons, you've evolved into this person that is going to attract these beautiful friendships. And you deserve those things. You really, truly deserve those things. But, you know, letting go is truly hard. And I wanted to talk about this because it's taken me a long time to really map out, you know, and really look for the for me in those things, because it was hard to get over that loss. You know, it was hard to have to let go of people that, you know, a part of me didn't want to let go of. But now I see the patterns. I see the way I was able to look at within in myself and see, you know, my faults and the way that I was being that wasn't for me anymore or for, you know, the people around me. And I was able to grow and evolve. You know, and I wish those people well. I wish that I give them nothing but love. And I hope that you all do the same. You know, and if somebody wrongs you too, you can't, as much as it stings and as much as it hurts, you have to send those people love, because hurt people hurt people. And those people are hurting. Those people are in a rough patch, a rough season in their life. And that's what they need. And even if you're not that outlet for them, even if that's not something that they want from you, you can still silently send them that love from a distance without saying a word. It's just setting that intention from your own heart, you know, so you don't hold on to any hard feelings towards that person. But those are the things that I learned from letting go. And it's tough. It really is tough. And the gains that you gain, you know, are a beautiful thing. They truly are. So let me know if any of that resonated with you. Hop on over to Instagram and comment on this week's post and let me know if any of that resonated with you. Let me know if you have any questions. I would love to dive a little deeper into this. Hop into my link in my bio on Instagram, amandayoa.official. We got our Booby Squad hotline. So make sure if there's something that I touched on with this segment that you know, have a personal experience, maybe a story, write it in there. Share it. And then I'll share it with you all. We can dive a little deeper into this topic, you know, but there are my takeaways from having to let go of some friendships that I've had for a really long time, really long time. And that can be super tough, but I feel you girls. I'm here for you. So anything you have, anything you need, let me know, reach out to your girl. And until next time, stay inspired. And that's a wrap on today's episode, girlfriends. But wait, before you go, I got a few things for you to do real quick. Number one, drop us a review. Your feedback is gold and helps us grow and bring this show to more amazing listeners just like you. Number two, subscribe. If you haven't already, what are you waiting for? Subscribe to our podcast. This way, you'll never miss out on another amazing episode. And number three, join our VIP email list. I mean, are you ready for some exclusive content, sneak peeks, and special goodies? Well, then sign up. Trust us. It's where the real party happens. Your support keeps this show roaring. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, together we create that next level self. Okay, I'll let you go now. Bye-bye.